listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this program. Today we're continuing in the book of Psalms. We've got to chapter 27 of Psalms and verse 7, where it says, "Hear, O Lord," of course in the Authorized King James Version. In the Textus Receptus, or the received word, that actually uses the name of the Creator, where it has been translated "the Lord" or "O Lord," or just plainly "Lord" in the King James Version. This is a great place to go if you're in trials and tribulation. Perhaps you're suffering persecution, or perhaps you're just suffering for past sins, even though you've repented, still suffering the consequences of those. Perhaps you're in prison, perhaps you're hiding from persecution, perhaps your circumstance is dire. If you have the Psalms, they're a good place to go. The Messiah said, when the disciples said, "Teach us how to pray," he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven." And many people call that the Lord's Prayer. Many people call that the Lord's Prayer. And, turn this down. There we go. But actually, it is his instructions on how to pray. It is a template that we use for a guide, because that certainly was the intent. It certainly didn't mean for us to mindlessly repeat it over and over, as many people do, in a vain, repetitious manner. Matter of fact, he spoke against vain repetition. Why do I bring that up? It's a good thing to pray the Scripture at times. Sometimes you just don't know what to pray. You're just in distress, or whatever your situation may be, you could open up to this psalm. And you could pray with the psalmist here. And you could take a little clue from Yahshua, who said, "Our Father, hear me, Father." And a lot of people talk about the name. And I guess perhaps one of my favorite for the name is Father, because he is our Father. And, you know, Yahshua, he made a distinction between those who are of the world, even religious leaders, when he told them, your father is the devil, because they said, "Our father is Abraham." He told them, "Your father is the devil." So who is your father? You know, that's the question. Well, hopefully your father is, if you're born again, as the Messiah said you must be, that you have a new father, and it's the same father that he had, that you're born of that new seed, that seed of faith. But you can pray this, you know, "Hear me, Father, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said unto you, 'Thy face, my heavenly Father, will I seek.'" And you can just pray the Psalms. And sometimes it's easier to do that, to just open up the Psalms and pray those Psalms. And as you read through the Scriptures, you'll find many occasions where, you know, like if I read Romans 8:28, and I see it says there that, "For we know that all things work for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose." I just pray, I want to love you. I want to be one of those. I want things to work good for me. I want to be called according to your purpose. So there's always occasion to pray through the Scripture if you don't know what to pray. And the prayers are, you know, will rarely be selfish. Is David being selfish when he says, "Hear, when I cry with my voice"? Well, our Heavenly Father, he cares about us individually. He really does. I believe that. I believe that's demonstrated throughout the Scripture. And it's demonstrated here in the Psalms, where David is crying out. Yes, he has enemies. Yes, his hands are clean. But a lot of the things that he is suffering were the result of his own sin. And he's suffering the consequences in his flesh at the same time. Easily demonstrated through the Scripture. Because when the when the prophet pronounced the judgment of God on him, of our Heavenly Father, on David for his sin, it was plain that the sword would never leave his house. And a lot of what he's suffering is because the sword never left his house. And it was those of his own household that rose up and against him, that took over the kingdom and made him a fugitive in a land where he was supposed to be the king. Yet he cries out and he prays to the Heavenly Father. Henry says here, his desire, David in these verses expresses one, his desire towards God in many petitions. If he cannot go up to the house of the Lord, yet wherever he is, he can find a way to the throne of grace by prayer. He humbly bespeaks because he firmly believes he shall have a gracious audience. Hear, O Lord, when I cry, not only with my heart, but as one in earnest with my voice too, and on. So we continue here in chapter 27 and verse 9. Hide not thy face far from me. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Yahuwah will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, wait on Yahuwah, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on Yahuwah. So a good admonition there from David to wait upon our Heavenly Father. And that is, I guess, the other side of that is to not act presumptuously, to not react and do anything that would be displeasing to our Heavenly Father, but to continue to wait regardless of what happens. And that way we show. Because, you know, the circumstances of life constantly try us to see what we will do. Will we love him by keeping his commandments, or will we out of desperation do something that goes against his law and his will? Do we love him more than the wisdom of our own mind that would make us do something out of desperation, trusting in the arm of the flesh? Whatever that desperate act may be, we are to wait on him, and thereby we're proved by him, proved that we love him, and we love pleasing him more than getting out of whatever circumstance or situation we may have got ourselves into, or we may have fallen into by the persecution of our enemies. We continue to wait. And remember, we have forever, and our reward will be forever. And if it takes all of our life, he may respond, like he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He saved them out of the fire. But there are millions more that weren't saved out of the fire, yet they waited, and they had to wait even through their own death. So you never know what's going to be required of you by our Heavenly Father. But you do know this. He has showed you his covenant, and you see the promises there. You keep your part, he will keep his. Chapter 28 and verse 1 of the Psalms, a psalm of David. Unto thee will I cry, O Yahuwah, my rock, be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. That's how the world works today, isn't it? They speak peace with mischief in their hearts. they pass laws for your own good, for the good of society, but mischief is in their hearts. They're thinking of how it's going to enrich them and their friends. Good intentions. That's right. But mischief is in their hearts. They're selling you good intentions when mischief is in their hearts. 28 verse 4. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of Yahuwah, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be Yahuwah, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. He is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise him. Yahuwah, the Lord, is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever. And he will do the forever. He will do it. Psalm 29, verse 1, a psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, give unto Yahuwah. O ye mighty, give unto Yahuwah, glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship Yahuwah in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahuwah is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord, Yahuwah, is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of Yahuwah is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahuwah breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of Yahuwah divideth the flames of fire. The voice of Yahuwah shaketh the wilderness. Yahuwah shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahuwah maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yes, Yahuwah sitteth king forever. Yahuwah will give strength unto his people. Yahuwah will bless his people with peace. A psalm of praise. Chapter 30 and verse 1. A psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. I will extol thee, O Yahuwah, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Yahuwah, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Yahuwah, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto Yahuwah, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And of course, this is very personal for David, because he says his anger endureth a moment. And of course, he's talking about his anger toward us who follow him, toward us who cry unto him, toward us who he gives, who he heals, because he does heal us. And he brings us up out of the grave when he applies the blood of his Redeemer to us. He keeps us alive, that we should not go down to the pit. So the psalmist says in verse 5, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Yahuwah, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cry to thee, O Lord, and unto Yahuwah, unto the Lord I made my supplication. And here I see it's different. I got to stop here and look at this. It's Adonai in this instance. So it says here, and if we would read it, translating it correctly, it would say, I cried unto thee, Yahuwah, and unto the Lord I made supplication. Because I would translate Adonai as Lord or the Lord, I think properly. And also, if I use the word God, I believe it's translated correctly from Elohim to the closest English word we have for Elohim would be God. I know there are people out there that, some of them, there are several extremes. One that will hyphenate the word God when it's not his name because they're afraid to say the name because they carry on the tradition of the elders, which Yahshua talked about, where they wouldn't say his name for fear of blaspheming it. That was like all their rules that they made for keeping the Sabbath, traditions of the elders. So we see those traditions being carried on today to the extreme because God is not his name. God is like the word Elohim in the English, or in the Hebrew, I should say. And here we have the Lord and Adonai in the Hebrew, which I believe the closest word that we have to Adonai is in the English would be Lord. I made supplication. So verse 9, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, Yahuwah, and have mercy upon me. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. Yahuwah, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Psalm 31, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Deliver me by thy righteousness. And he did. He delivered us by his righteousness. Bow down and deliver me speedily. You know, and I think of that, I think, I want to learn righteousness as fast as I can, speedily. I want to learn obedience to the Heavenly Father as fast as I can. I don't want to live in disobedience. And that also, you know, reminds me also of the gentleness of our Heavenly Father and his patience with us. I mean, I guess the instant thing doesn't work because he could change us instantly, but somehow that doesn't seem like it would be right. I want to learn, but I don't want to make any more mistakes. I just want to be obedient. I want to live a life that's pleasing to him. And that's my prayer. Teach me obedience. Teach me speedily. I don't want to have to learn the same lessons over. Let me learn that the first time. What's the point in this over and over thing? Speedily. Bow down thine ear. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Have any of you ever been caught in a net? I've walked right into the net. As a matter of fact, they instructed me to walk into the net. But he's pulled me out, and I'm going to stay out of the net regardless. I found out that their net required me to break his law. So I stopped. backed out of the net, and I stopped doing the things that were displeasing to my Heavenly Father. They have plenty of nets out there. You're listening to Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. Do stop by there, find the email link, send me an email. If you haven't emailed me before, I would like to hear from you. Let me know you're listening. We'll be back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.